Welcome to Getting Vocal, our weekly podcast. It's supposed to be weekly. We'll explain more on that in a minute. We're broadcasting live. We're recording live January 29th, 2014. And that's from Studio A at Voice of Praise Worship Center in beautiful Bluewell, West Virginia. I'm Dr. Dave. We've got Zach in the studio tonight.
Hey.
How's it going, man? And Heath.
Hey.
And that is all I could drag in here. I tried. The girls wasn't into it tonight.
Hey, it's all guys' night.
That's all right. Yeah, we can handle that. Hey, speaking of all guys' night, it's Super Bowl coming up this week. Man. Yeah. You got a pick?
The Broncos.
Broncos. Yep. Both of you Broncos, huh?
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Old Peyton Manning.
All right.
Yeah. I believe they'll win it.
To write in and tell us who you got picked for Super Bowl, Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. Again, that is Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. And don't just talk about the Super Bowl. Write in about anything. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to talk about a lot of things tonight. We do have a topic, but I'm going to wait on that. I don't want to dive into that just yet because we have some loose ends I feel like we need to tie up.
Hmm.
Yeah. First of all, we're in a deep freeze. I think most of the country is. Well, not here in the studio. It's quite toasty in here, actually.
It is.
But
thank the Lord.
Yeah, getting back to why we you know, this is supposed to be a weekly podcast, and we've missed a few weeks here recently. If you subscribe to us, we apologize. But our weather's been horrible. We just couldn't get here. It just wasn't safe to do so. Hard to heat the building, scrape the ice, melt the ice.
Did Alaska invade?
Yeah, something like that. And, which, by the way, they've had record high temperatures in Alaska.
You are kidding.
Nah. So they literally sent the weather down here.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had their temperatures.
Yeah, buddy. I mean.
Little swap here.
They can have it. Hey, if they want it back, you know.
Yeah. We'll be glad to give it back.
Yeah, I mean, I like the snow, but this -2, -5, -8, and yeah, that's
too cold.
And that's not even talking about wind chill. That's actual temperatures. So. If you're somewhere in the world and it's warm, go ahead, write in. Rubber nose in it. We'd like to hear from you. Maybe give us a postcard of sorts. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. And so, yeah, we're hoping to get on somewhat of a better schedule with the podcasting. Of course, the same goes for Pastor Jason's messages. We haven't had church. We had to cancel church Sunday. So, but we're here tonight. It's still kind of cold, but the roads are a lot clearer. And, man, they're saying it's going to get in the 50s by Saturday.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's Fahrenheit.
That is about
time. If you're listening from a Celsius-type place, which is pretty much everybody but us.
Yeah.
My understanding of that. So, yeah. So, what have you guys been doing in the deep freeze?
Just enjoying my time off, really, from school.
I bet. Yeah, I think. Goodness, local county schools. They went Monday.
Yeah, and then we've been off yesterday and today.
And that was just this week. I mean, you guys, did you go any last week?
No, we got every day off.
That's
last
what
week.
I was thinking.
Wow.
Yeah, because my kid's been at home or at the shop. We go to work and he's off. It's like, come on. You know, gotta. Everybody's gotta pull their weight, right?
Yeah. Extra help.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Man. Yeah, so have you had to do any shoveling or anything like that?
I haven't done a whole lot.
Yeah, well, me and Johnny have been doing a lot, you know, up the house and stuff. It's big hill and a whole lot of ice. It seems like our hill takes the longest to melt. And
Yeah. Well, you're the highest point in Bluewell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Johnny the other day, you live in the nosebleed section of Bluewell.
Yeah, we hit it hard whenever it comes to snow, and it's real, really bad up there sometimes.
Yeah, hopefully there's some relief.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy. We were out in it together Tuesday. Yeah, it was crazy. Couldn't even see the road in one spot. It was like, we're just going to make a path. Fortunately, that worked out well. Now, Heath, you got a new job.
I did.
Is that why you're not shoveling much?
It is.
Yeah, because you're out working.
I am.
So how's that going for you?
It's actually really good. This is my second week at work now, working at Ramey Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Should we send him a bill for that? So, you liking it so far?
I do.
All right. Doing the mechanic thing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the mechanics, fixing cars and trucks and SUVs and whatnot.
Whatever rolls in there.
Whatever, yeah. Pretty much whatever rolls in.
It's been the hardest thing you've done there so far.
I would have to say, probably today, the hardest thing, I had to test drive a Dodge Challenger. It broke my heart.
I'm sitting here like, what? You had to drive? That's hard? What?
No, actually, that was probably the best thing that's happened so far. That was great.
I bet that was great.
Let's see, the worst thing I've had to do. I really haven't had to do anything really difficult yet.
That's a good thing.
I'm basically just going around and helping all the other guys right now. I've done a bunch of tires. I hate tires.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Just a little electrical stuff, but it wasn't bad. And today I started working on some brakes, but brakes are easy. And then I did some rear control arms on a Jeep. It was a little tough, but it was my first time doing that, so the first time is always tougher.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, maybe I'm gonna have to pick your brain on my Jeep. It's doing all kinds of weird things.
Oh man.
I mean, she's running. She's getting me around in the snow, so I'm not gonna complain too much. But you know how that is. Yeah, I'm purposely stalling. Yes. Guilty. I'm just, I guess we're trying to thaw out in this nice warm studio from all the coldness. Don't like the coldness. Hopefully you join us Sunday live on Extreme Voice Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lord willing and the weather cooperates, we should have church. We try to push that. And anyway, I know Pastor is... very pleased with the message he's about to give that the Lord's given him. He's excited, wanting to share it, so much so that he really, really didn't want to cancel Sunday. So he's excited. I get excited. And, well, tune in, would you? But if not, we will try to have it here in the podcast channel for you. So tune in, evradio.org, live on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, or catch it here in the podcast channel, and we'll get it out there probably... usually around Tuesday. It takes a couple of days to get all that processed and put up. So we'll be glad that you downloaded that. So again, and I think we mentioned this in the last podcast, we'll mention it again. We had a little over 10,000 downloads.
That is awesome.
Yeah, from this podcast channel for the year 2013. And so thank you very much. We appreciate that. And, you know, praise God. Get the word out. And, you know. Copy it, give it to your friends. We do not care. That's what it's there for. So.
Amen.
And if you are listening live and you're wondering how to get on this podcast thing, well, go check out the church site at www.vopwc.org. And if you don't know what I said, because I talk fast or whatever, that's an acronym for Voice of Praise Worship Center, so vopwc.org. You just click on the podcast link there, and it'll take you right to it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so I think I got all that out of the way. The other thing is the event in War, West Virginia for February 15th has been canceled, unfortunately. They have some facility issues, and we pray that they get squared away. But, yeah, so that's not happening. So, sorry. Bummer.
Yeah. A lot of people are looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, I was. I was really looking forward to it. But it's okay. We'll definitely do something else. And, I know Pastor Angela Stress was kind of coordinating all of that, and she's always doing something. So we'll let you know what the next event is. We promise. So any other shenanigans we should talk about? Fun snow times. Sleigh riding, snowman making, snowball fights.
Oh, what day was it?
We just want to make sure you're sick and tired of snow. Yeah.
One day... Chase and his wife came over, Haley, and Thorn came over. It was nighttime and dark, and we went up in the field behind the house and rode some sleds down the big hill back behind the house in the field.
Did you take pictures of that? I think I saw some.
We did. There's some on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was thinking I saw that. Mm-hmm. Nighttime sleigh riding.
Yeah. Danger. adrenaline.
I bet. Wow. Yeah. Mm. Man, I haven't been sleigh riding in a while.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man. Do that. It was fun. I had a good time.
I got the insane hill behind my house, too, where you just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Take off like like a rocket. Could pull in some analogies, but that's all right. We'll let that slide. So, tired of snow.
Have you got used to saying 2014 yet?
I'm trying to. I finally started writing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, the end of January, and I'm filling out my quarterly tax returns for the business, and I'm like, hey, look, I wrote it correctly. And tax returns are even more confusing because it's always a year behind. So
mm-hmm.
You got the big 2013 stamped on the form, and you got to write 2014.
Yeah. So confusing.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever happens, happens, I guess. So that'll work. Yeah, so I do have a topic tonight. I wanted to make sure that we were, get all the cabin fever stuff out of the way. So, topic for tonight, this is something that's intrigued me for a little while. I'm not even sure, I'm not even sure how long it would take to define such a thing, but our topic tonight is preacher versus pastor. Now, when I throw that out there, what do you think? What's the first thought that hit you? Preacher versus pastor. Is this like a Batman versus Green Lantern
thing? I was going to say boxing match.
Preacher versus pastor. We've got a preacher in this corner. Yeah, really. Okay, and then when you get beyond that and you really start thinking about it, where's Dave going with this? Did you have a clue? Maybe using the word versus wasn't a good idea.
I don't know. I'm sure it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, I want to compare the two. Right. Is there a difference? We use a lot of people I know use the word interchangeably. For example, I've heard many people call Pastor Jason preacher, just talking to him. Hey, preacher, come here, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a bad thing, because I think Pastor Jason, who is obviously a pastor, carries the title pastor, he does pastoral things,
mm-hmm.
is also a preacher, as are most pastors. That's my opinion. Thoughts?
I would agree.
Agree. Okay.
Yes.
Agreed here too.
Agreed there too. Okay, so since we're going to do that, let's define preacher. And, I did look it up, but I did not write it down because I don't care about what the dictionary says. I want to know what we think.
Mm.
What is a preacher?
In my opinion, a preacher is someone who he gives you the word, but not so much as a pastor. He owns the church, and he's always there to help out his congregation. The okay. preacher, in some cases, just like a one-time thing, like an evangelist. And, if you think about it in that way, then...
Hmm. Okay, that's interesting, because one of the things I read compared a preacher to an evangelist. So, that's interesting. We'll dig into that some more here in a second. I think a preacher is someone who engages in the act of preaching. Well, mm-hmm. what does it mean to preach? Do you ever accuse your parents of being preachy?
Preach it to me, Mom. Come on.
There he is, rolling his eyes. That's hilarious. So, a preacher can deliver what we like to call a sermon or a message. For some reason, I use the word message. I don't know why. Hmm. I don't have anything against the word sermon. They're pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah, okay. I would think so, yeah.
All right, well. I'm kind of in agreement. I think a preacher will stand up there and give his message and go home.
Yeah.
But if you want to define it exactly, he gives a message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He drives it home. It's almost a teaching thing, but again, you have to be careful because there's a difference between a preacher and a teacher.
Yes.
So I might say that for another show. We might dig into it tonight. But you mentioned evangelist. What is an evangelist? What's your opinion on what an evangelist is? I'm not going to get all doctrinal on you. Don't make me play my thinking music.
I guess an evangelist to me would be like someone. I don't want to say missionary, but like they go around different places preaching the word, and they're not set at one place.
Okay, that could be missional, I guess. I guess we can break the word down, kind of like we did preacher, preaching, mm-hmm. preach, yeah. right? Evangelist, evangelize. What does it mean to evangelize? Okay. If I evangelize you, that means I have converted you. But obviously, I didn't save you. You know, when we get, see right. on a Christian level, it's a lot different. If I evangelize someone, that means they, through my leading, accepted Christ into their life, and Jesus mm-hmm. saved them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so to evangelize is to make saved, basically.
Like a disciple.
Right. Okay. So, what does an evangelist do? Well, they, and I said this roughly earlier tonight, you know, load the room full of people and get them all saved.
There you go.
And then possibly move on to the next one. All right. What's wrong with that? Nothing. There are some great evangelists in this world. Yeah. But what would a pastor do? Now, a pastor, they'll do the same thing. They can load a room full of people and get them saved too. But I think you'll find that they may actually be less effective in evangelism. And when I say less effective, I use that loosely, okay? Because, I mean, we're all called to evangelize. We're all called to witness.
Right.
But they may not be as effective or see as many numbers. But the pastor's job, I'm going to use the word shepherd. I like the word shepherd. Mm-hmm. Shepherd's cool. Yeah, they got a flock to take care of. They got a congregation to take care of. So the pastoral role is visit in the hospital, preach Sunday morning, right? Possibly even teach some.
Yeah.
Funerals, weddings, socials, right? That one probably eludes them a lot. A good pastor will devote a lot of time to pastoral things and tend to neglect the more fun things, at least my experience in watching pastors. So, pastor, if you're listening, relax, man. Come over, let's have some tea. Yeah. Watch the Super Bowl. It'll be fun when the Seahawks win. I knew that was going to go over like a lead balloon. Actually, I had no choice. I had to pick the Seahawks. One of my closest friends is from Portland.
Mm.
And so when the Seahawks was progressing through the season, I could just see him lighting up every week. And mm-hmm. I thought, man, I got to pull for his team. Yeah. They're such underdogs. Yeah. So, yeah, there they are. Said not to get sidetracked, but anyway. So anyway, that's my take on a pastoral role and then the preacher. So my opinion of this is that the preacher is the act of preaching, and then the pastor is that and much, much, much more. And yeah. In fact, I think that preaching is actually an insignificant part of being a pastor when it is compared to everything a pastor does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what's one of the coolest things you've ever had a pastor do? For you, or around you, or in front of you? I know that's a hard one to come up with on the spot like it.
Yeah. I don't know. One time, or like when Pastor Andy was here, he would still call me like, oh, he's the Hulk and stuff like that.
Right.
So I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's how I got the nickname Dr. Dave.
Really?
Oh. Same way.
That's awesome.
It was him. Yeah, so that's pretty neat. Yeah, so, you know, find a, I would file that under finding something personal with someone, you mm-hmm. know, a way to have, you know, that pastoral intimacy with the congregation. Yeah, that is cool. That's cool. And then, have you ever known any preachers that are just preachers? I mean, in a Pentecostal church, I think you really have to think about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Seems like our pastors are really pastoral.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really pastoral. I have heard stories of preachers preaching a message and then they don't want any human contact beyond that.
Mm. Wow.
I think if you're called to be a pastor, that might not be a good thing, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But if, you know, and truthfully, in any capacity as far as, you know, being human, it's probably not a real good idea to put up a wall like that. But mm-hmm. but there could be someone who's very anointed at giving a message, but quite frankly, are an introvert. Yeah. I wouldn't know how else to say it. I mean, this is the people I put in mind. But I would, you know, and I'm not calling preachers or evangelists introverts, but I would think that would kind of fit the profile a little bit. So, I don't know. I just got to wonder about that. Like I said, I'm not even really sure how I came up with this topic.
We're like, what about, like, the pastors of, like, those huge churches with, like, thousands and thousands of people? Because you can't really have... Because, like, I know in our church, like, our pastor, he has... He knows, like, everybody in the church, and they have, like, a relationship with him. But how do they have, like, interact with their congregation like
that's
that?
That's an excellent question. I know that, you know, in times past, I've studied larger churches, and their... pastoral structure, because, you know, they do, it's a very real problem. I mean, there's a church in Korea that's got a million people.
Wow.
How do you pastor a million people?
Yeah, it's hard.
And the bottom line is Jesus actually set an example for that, because you know, how many disciples did Jesus have? And I'm not talking about 12, right? Everybody knows
right.
that. But how many disciples?
Mm-hmm.
Dave does big circle gestures. How many disciples did Jesus have? You know, I think there were actually several circles. And, I mean, you know, some say 70, and some say much more, and some say much more. Well, the idea was he pours into this immediate circle around him, and then they pour into mm-hmm. circles around them, and they pour into circles around them. And that's where we get the idea of cell churches and cell groups and things. And, you know, if your church does that, God bless you. If you don't, God bless you. I have no opinion one way or the other. I do know it's effective in large settings like that, and it's probably the only way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop Jesus from getting outside the 12 either.
Right.
But as far as the pastoring, he was pouring into these 12, or he was pouring into 40-some or 70-some or whatever the larger circle was. But the 12, he had the 12 closest. And then, you know, they would go on to disciple people. And they would go on to disciple people. And, you know, it's exponential growth, because it started with one man. But, you know, look what the men after him did. Mm-hmm. Jesus even said himself, greater things than these you will do. He says that in the Bible. And, and he just clearly made an example for us. And then he became the sacrifice. So we could carry on with evangelizing and pastoring and all the wonderful things. There's a, you know, you hear the term fivefold ministry. Can you name them? I'm not going to put you on the spot. It's not easy. Pastors, right? Teachers, evangelists.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
apostles, and there's one more, prophets.
Yeah.
And, you know, and today many argue that it's not fivefold ministry, it's a combination, or it's four, or it's three, or it's one man does it all, or, you know, you hear it all. It doesn't matter. You know, we have gifts, and that's what kind of sets us apart,
yeah.
you know, from each other. But this little, here are my notes. I got the term pastor is rooted on its meaning or origin as shepherd. So technically, pastors function as physical, spiritual, relational, and social administrator of a congregation. So what about this thing that we do here in the American church? We have a pastor. Sometimes we'll have a senior pastor and an associate pastor. Sometimes we'll have, and then you get in the larger churches and you got administrative pastor and executive pastor and senior pastor and vice pastor. And, what? And pastor of technology. I've actually heard that one, believe it or not.
Wow.
I'm not using that, folks. Don't feel very pastor-like. Yeah, there's an example. I've preached before. Not a pastor. youth pastor. What about youth pastor? So many times I see someone becomes a youth pastor, they're a youth pastor for a while, then they become a pastor. Right? You know, that's a model too. I don't know if that's effective, right or wrong. Then there's people that are just called to be youth pastor forever and ever. You know, or I don't know. I'm not so sure there should be a big difference. I mean, I've even read articles about whether or not we should actually have youth groups. Yeah, you know, because it's almost like we take this group and of because of their age and we set them aside and do something different with them.
Right.
Here at Voice of Praise, we have a youth group and we have a separate, you know, thing on Friday night service or whatever, and they also have a class on Wednesday night when we have classes, but the entire church comes together on Sunday morning.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Now, the kids' church, that's a little different. They're younger, and they're split off into their own thing. But with that, I mean, you got to kind of get on their level, right? I mean, yeah. They're kids, right? So, I don't know. You can see that different ways. Have you ever thought about that?
I never actually did. Like, it's a good point, but I still think that a youth group is a good thing. Because it does, like, church on Sundays is really good, and it's good for everybody. It's good for your spirit. But then it's good to set the youth, have their own time to learn and get, like, more deep on their own level.
Mm-hmm. I think it's excellent because I don't think it's, limited to youth. I mean, you can take any age group and they can have their own thing. I mean, right. You know, the seniors up here meet on their own night sometimes. Mm-hmm. Young adults group that you guys have started recently, I understand that's going well.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, and of course we got the kids' church program. We have a nursery. It's wonderful stuff, you know. I think there's a difference in separating the services and adding to or complementing. Right, yeah. But fellowship's a huge part of stuff. We got to have that too, yeah. And I believe that's what the purpose is. But anyway, we're not debating that tonight. And I don't know. It's a wonderful thing. I see a lot of good come out of it. I know mm-hmm. that. I know there's a lot of people that will come to youth service and won't come to a regular service.
Right.
So, you know, as long as we can package, you know, Jesus.
In some way.
Package us with Jesus is the way I want to say it, because we don't want to put him in a box. We want to make sure that he is the deal. He is the main reason. He's the reason we're meeting. He is the reason. He is the reason. He is the reason. Period. We're not sugarcoating anything or giving some fleshy substitute. It's Jesus. That's my heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
So, preacher versus pastor. I just think preacher or preaching is an element of being a pastor.
Yeah.
But it's also an element that can be done by others.
Right.
I think it's just one aspect of the job when you're a pastor. Very good. You guys got anything to add?
Well, I have a question.
I hope I can help you.
Because I know, like, I don't know if I would consider, I don't consider it preaching, but I have taught
mm-hmm.
a couple okay. times.
Yeah.
So, what would that be considered? Would that be considered just teaching? That's what I think it is.
That is an excellent question, because what is the difference between preaching and teaching?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mind, my physical mind says, well, teaching is, you know, when somebody's at the blackboard and they're drawing or they're sitting down, they're discussing things in a technical matter, and it's what the teacher does in school, right? Mm-hmm. They teach. Whereas a preacher is a little more dynamic, giving a point, not necessarily using illustrations, although they can, and most do, or some do. I don't know. It's funny. It's one of those things where if I'm sitting there, I can tell the difference by how they're speaking.
Right.
Because I've heard preachers or pastors preach and sit there and think they're not preaching, they're teaching. And there's nothing wrong with that. I respond well to teaching, sometimes more effectively than I do preaching.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the real difference? Am I missing the definition? Yeah, we might talk about that next week.
It's hard. Tough.
That is tough.
Wow, okay. If you think you know the difference, we would love to hear from you. Write us, please, facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. Our time is up.
So fast.
It does go fast.
It really does.
It's just amazing. Okay, well, this is the Getting Vocal Podcast. We're glad you are listening. Listen, you can also catch us live on Extreme Voice Radio. That's where we record these. We do that every Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I say every Wednesday with my tongue in my cheek because weather permitting, right?
Yes.
Also, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is church. Pam will lead you in worship. Pastor Jason will bring the word, and that happens live on Extreme Voice Radio, also right here in the podcast channel. So, on behalf of Zach.
Hey, see ya.
See ya. Hey. Yeah. Hey. I'm just teasing, man. I was going to call you Canadian, but no offense to our Canadian listeners. We love you guys. So, see ya, Zach. Heath?
Later, guys.
Later, Heath. We'll check in with you on that job, too.
Sounds good.
All right. I'm Dr. Dave. We'll catch you next week right here on Extreme Voice Radio.